I don't know if you want to come in on, there's definitely a tradition within history education around using testimony as a tool. And Tony's mentioned Mary Antin's biography. Do you want to sort of comment a little bit about the power of testimony and the value of testimony in the classroom?
Absolutely. And you know, one of the ways in which I think migration is such a compelling and engaging topic in schools is that in essence it's a collection of personal stories. And personal stories, as we know, is one of the most accessible, meaningful ways into history. I mean, I think it's, you know, Tony's talking about trauma, and that's a pretty tricky thing to help children to understand, particularly children who won't ever have experienced anything like that degree of trauma. I mean, we've talked about empathy a lot over the years, and that's quite a difficult thing to convey. And what you don't want is some potentially rather crass sort of role play activities that really just kind of skim the surface. So I think it does have to be through personal testimony that you can achieve some kind of insight. But what I think was really interesting about Tony's book on the battle for Britishness was the way in which memory and representation is so important. And I'm not sure that's something we've necessarily got into very much in classrooms, and not even at GCSE. You know, the way in which the stories that are told about the Huguenots, or, you know, whichever group it might be, are told for a reason and may become oversimplified and even mythologized for particular reasons. You know, the Huguenots were a success story of, you know, great toleration and contribution and et cetera, et cetera. And this is an oversimplification. But I think it would be really useful to explore those ideas of memory and representation, because we do things like that with children now in classrooms. That is a valid activity in terms of perspectives and interpretations. And I think that would be really helpful for them in terms of navigating their way through the representations of immigration today. But, you know, stories are told for a reason. And those stories are often simplifications, either of success or failure or whatever it might be. And understanding how those come about, I think, would be really valuable. I'm not sure there's necessarily time at the moment in the GCSE units, because they're very, very packed with stuff. I mean, migration through time is a tough topic to teach, I think, because you've got a limited amount of time. You are teaching pretty complicated histories and often having to teach pretty much the history of Britain in order to make sense of migration to Britain. But if we were thinking about introducing more migration history all the way through schools, I would really welcome some focus on memory and the stories that we tell as interpretations and perspectives on the past. I agreed and valued Tony's comment about going right back to the beginning of humanity in terms of migration. And again, we don't do that terribly often in history. I mean, the GCSE units start either in about 800, or I think the latest one starts sort of 1250. And I think there's a real missed opportunity there to understand that movement is part of the human condition. That is the norm. And that at sort of crudest level, we are all migrants of some form or another. And I do think we miss a trick by not teaching that to kids and exploring that with kids. And that's about the very biggest kind of history you could possibly imagine.